Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, October 29th, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Foxology, Interesting People, Places, and Things. Yeah, that's what I do all the time. You know what? You don't have to look far or around to see that there are many interesting places, things, and people who are doing some pretty interesting, amazing, awesome, and incredible things. Yes, they are. Things that are making an impact, a difference in the lives of those around them, and all for the good, the betterment of how we do life and work. One such woman is Patricia Rogers. She's a businesswoman and author who's making her mark with her knowledge and experiences in life, sharing what she knows with others that will empower them towards work and life successes. Yes, she's my special spotlight guest today, and I'm happy to be talking to her and giving her to you all. Welcome, Pat. Thank you for being my special guest today.
Well, hello. Thank you, Silver, so much for having me. I appreciate being here today, and I've been looking forward to this.
Well, great. Well, one of the first things that I always do for the guests is to help them know a little bit more about you and what you do. I think something that a lot of people are interested in doing is making a transition like you did from corporate world into the world of entrepreneurship. I love having those guests on because they provide so much insight and inspiration, both insight and inspiration to people who are thinking about it and not quite sure how, when, and what to do to make that move. So I'd like to start, Pat, by talking about your life before entrepreneurship because I think it's really interesting. Why don't you tell people about your position as a correctional lieutenant?
Wow, okay, great. Love talking about that. You know, I love more where I am now, though, of course. But, yes, I started in I was in the military first. Just go back a little bit. I was in the military first after I got out of high school. I did a few years in the military, 12 years in the reserves. And that arena took me to my career in law enforcement. Excuse me. Yes, and I landed my job in law enforcement as a correctional officer because, of course, it was a good job, good benefits, and it was a military setting. So it was something I was similarly used to, providing the uniforms, you know, giving you the training that you needed for the position and all of those things. So that's always a bonus, benefits and always a bonus. You know, so I did that I started off as an officer, and then after a few years, about 8 years, I waited before I took the test. We was able to take the promotional exam every 2 years, but I was comfortable in where I was as an officer, just supervising the inmates. And what happened in about 8 years, I decided, you know, let me take the test. And what really pushed me into starting to take the examination, because I had what we call cushiony positions, pretty much transportation inside and out of the facility, so I was kind of doing my own thing. But what pushed me into taking the examination was the challenges that I began to face in the organization. And some of us who work for corporate America, and I'm sure you could probably relate as well, we call it politics in the workplace. And that is one of the things mm-hmm. that pushed me into taking that examination, because I had a mentor who was a lieutenant at the time. I was an officer. I was a class leader. I had a lot of accolades when I came in, but sometimes in our careers, in life in general, in different groups of people, as people get to know us, sometimes we start running into those personality conflict things. And what happened was I started being, I say targeting. Sometimes it's because of our personality and our characteristics and that just don't agree with other people who have power over us, and they usurp that power, and they usurp that power to control us. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about, to control us. And I am that kind of a person that when I read the books and when I educate myself, even today, as we all know, when we read the book, you know, we learn what the rules of the game is. I always say that everything has rules to the game. And when I learned what the rules were and I learned that I was being violated, I spoke up. And when we speak up sometimes for ourselves as well as for others, and I'm good for looking out for other people, when we do that, sometimes we become a target in the organization, because if it goes against the grain, as they say, or if you challenge administration, then you know that doesn't sit well with them. And so that was where my dilemma started. And I spoke to one of my mentors.
Yeah, but you know what, Pat? I suppose that you know, all of us experience those unfortunate things, and I doubt that it's ever going to die. But you must have gained some really great experience and insights about people in general that have helped you in your transition to helping other people.
Yeah.
That would be my thought. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything is about people needing people. And I've always been a people person. And like I said, it got me in trouble at times because I didn't just speak up for me, but I spoke up for others. And one of the lieutenants that was my mentor, she mentioned to me when I talked to her about it, she said the best way to get people off of you is to get on their level. And that started the ball rolling as far as my promotions. And I took 3 promotions in my career, which was 3 positions, took me to lieutenant. And with that, I got passed over for every promotion. How about that? So that was the good fact. You know, that was what we call retaliation. And I found myself filing lawsuits and different things of that nature, EEOC complaints and grievance complaints and whatever it took for me to get back what was rightfully mine, what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a lot of courage. That took a lot of courage.
Absolutely.
And it took, it took perseverance. But one thing, when you said something about people, Silver, one thing I do know and I've always believed is that people are watching me and how I go through what I go through. So I know I have to go through professionally because somebody is going to need, like you said, somebody's going to need us at some point in time simply because they saw us persevere through whatever it was that we were going through. We're not unique. I wasn't unique. I wasn't the first, wasn't the last, but the bottom line is everybody don't go through challenges the same. I saw people leave the organization because they were frustrated. I saw some people quit, you know, just prior to, we only had to do 25 years, and I saw people quit right before retirement. I saw people end up on the other side of the bars because of whatever their own agenda was. I saw people who would die, I'm sorry, but deceased before they reached their retirement. And I saw some people who I didn't actually see them, but there were people in my organization who actually committed suicide. So, you know, I mean, I saw quite a bit, and I pride myself in the fact that I'm grateful, attitude of gratitude, that I was not in those numbers because I could have easily.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where a lot of times people say, well, where do you get your energy from? Where do you get all that energy from? But I get my energy from the fact that I could have been so many other places, you know, and to be able to retire and have an opportunity to develop my own, just discover my own gifts, my own talents, my own hobbies so that I can serve others and be a benefit to others while enhancing my bottom line, of course. You know, keeping my mind, soul, spirit, and all of those things intact, you know, is what to me makes a good retirement. And to be able to experience this is huge for me. So I'm excited.
Well, I think,
and I'm running.
Yeah,
I'm running.
I think it's a great message for anybody because I know for a fact when you've been around for a while, and even for people just entering the workplace or anywhere in between, it can be a real challenge until you learn how to maneuver. And I say maneuver because there are obstacles, there are things that just really throw you for a loop, and often from day to day. And you really have to come to a place where you understand the system and understand people.
Yes.
And everybody, you know, brings issues and problems, idiosyncrasies to work, and you just got to learn how to handle all of that. But what I know from all of it, too, is that, like you just said, Pat, that you can bring away quite a bit of successes in your own life and in the things that have developed you. And I think that's an important thing for everyone to remember. And I'm sure that those skill sets that you developed are helping you currently in your business endeavors.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you asked that, brought that up, because I tell you, it really makes this venture, this second, I call it my second career, I have to give credence to my job. I have to give credit where it was due in relationship to the job and the many people that I dealt with, personalities and all of those things, and having to follow the rules, having to write some of the rules, you know. That has helped me here in this entrepreneur arena. And one thing, when I took my degree, it was on organizational leadership, and, of course, the department paid for that as well, you know, 100% college, whatever. So that was one of my major goals when I went into the organization, was to leave with my bachelor's of science degree. And when I went in the job, I didn't know what I was going to do, take it in, but I knew that that was a goal. And I say that and stress that because I want people to understand who's listening to this is that whatever it is in life that we set out to do, it's possible. It's possible, but we have to keep our eyes on that vision. We have to keep our eyes on the prize. And when I took my degree, it was in that organizational leadership. And that is very huge for me today because I have to be organized. I had to be organized to get on this call today, you know. And if we don't have some structure and some organizational skills and keep things in order, you know, then we're going to lose out on now. I'm not even going to say just money, honey. It's not even just about money. We're going to lose out on opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's huge for me.
Let me ask you something, because I find this very interesting, and that's why I put you in the category of interesting people, places, and things. I mentioned at the top of the show how people often, at a retirement age, or they may be in the middle of a career they just really found out they hate it. It could be any number of reasons. You made a real shift. You're using skill sets for your current work, but it's so different than what you were doing. How did you choose this area to go into that was so expansive? You're doing business coaching, marketing, speaking, several things, writing. How did you choose that? Was that something that you always wanted to do and you were just waiting for that point in time where you had put in your work with corporate? How did you make a decision that this was the area you wanted to pursue?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. When I left corporate America, well, right before I left corporate America, I knew I was going to be retiring, and I knew based on the reputation that I had gained in the organization, people called me, you know, Lieutenant Rogers, you know. I ain't tell you what they call me, but, you know, I stood up. So the bottom line is, just to make a joke, I always said to myself, well, I know I'll be on the do not rehire list, so I better find me something else to do, because I know they're not taking me back, because I saw many people leave at higher rank and they come back because they weren't prepared. So that was the first thing that I saw that helped me, too, was preparation. I knew I had better prepare, but I didn't want to go back. I don't believe in going back to where I've already been. You know, been there, done that. Give me something new, something challenging, something new. So that was just a little joke that I always, you know, threw out there. But, yes, yeah, so what prepared me was the fact that I had no clue when I left, except for I was marketing and still do market legal and identity theft services. That's with the company. Many people have heard of them, called Legal Shield. Prior to that, they were prepaid legal.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, because I needed legal services in my work profession, there was a time I needed to hire an attorney. And when I'm talking, I paid thousands of dollars retainer fee for an attorney, you know, to protect me,
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, to help me through my process when I was, you know, to get my promotions and things and back pay and all of those things. So I know the cost of attorney. So when somebody introduced that to me and I realized I can have that for $24.95 a month, even though I had the bargaining unit also paying them, but you know and I know the bargaining unit does not always work on the behalf of the employee. So I had to have what I call double coverage. So I had that service, and that's where it started because I knew I would be doing that when I leave. And that would work good. I got a lot of bonuses, you know, moved up in the rankings and things. But what happened, I would host events in my backyard so that I could get you, Silver, in front of me with whatever business you have. You have your 60-second infomercial. And so that's how I was approaching entrepreneurs because that was the thing then. Everybody wants to be their own boss, even though we were still working. And I would host networking events in my backyard. I would put up the chairs, rent the chairs, the tables, just like we do a little party in the backyard for the children. And I would have my microphones back there on my little tiki hut with a stage, and I would get a DJ in, and I would serve food. So it would be about 50, 60, 70 people in my backyard because I did it pretty much like maybe once or twice a year for a couple of years. Then I went into my first hotel. And, of course, I went to a lot of vending events, and I set up my table as a vendor. And I realized that vendors don't really talk at these events, and that's why I started hosting my own because I'm like, they should at least have something to say. Give them a few minutes, you know. And so I started doing my own thing, and I was paying at hotels. And then I went to an event one day and a conference, and they passed out a book, and the book said, "Ladies, stop giving it away for free." And I, can you relate to that?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I had to be trained. That's where I had to be taught to be an entrepreneur. And I joined Women Prosperity Network. I joined the Chamber of Commerce. I joined several organizations. I was in tons of organizations. And now I have weeded them down, you know, of course, to what really works for me. So I did a lot of networking, and in the process of doing all that is when I developed, well, hey, I can get in front of more people at one time when I'm publicly speaking, and that's when I heard the organizations that I joined, Bill Walsh, International Power Team. I follow him. I follow Nancy Matthews and Trish Carr and all those ladies that are the founders of the Women's Prosperity. And both those organizations talked about public speaking. I invested in myself, which is very huge for people who are still working in a corporate arena as well as outside. We have to invest in ourselves. And I did that, and I took public speaking because it made sense to be able to get in front of more people. And then I learned in public speaking, guess what? I need to know what I have to give society because Legal Shield, what I thought I was going to only be doing, traveling and doing all those things, which I do with them, but with public speaking, what do you have to market? What do you have to give? And that's when I had to develop my own gifts, talents, and hobbies,
mm-hmm.
which is where the social media marketing comes into play that I was doing recently for the Women of Wealth magazine. And then, of course, I do the events. I host my own events because I learned that events was a business, and here I was for free and paying for everything. So now I bring millionaires to the stage, my keynote speakers, always have them on the stage. We have annual events. Now I know how to pay for the tickets. And then some of my mentors, Nancy Matthews, Bill Wall, some of those individuals, they are my keynotes, and they come back to me, of course, always, because they're teaching me how to work the market. And I'm having
you know
a
what I love about everything that you have
it.
Said. I'm sorry, finish
mm-hmm.
your sentence.
No, go.
Well, what I was saying is what I love about you, what you just said is I one of my primary reasons for doing the show is still that people mm-hmm. can have great takeaways and a deeper message, and
mm-hmm.
and as they listen, of course, to be inspired by the fact that you're a business person. But there's, you know, there's so many ways to enter business. Some people just take a leap. What I like about what you just explained is that you talked about not just a leap, but a walk, a run, and a climb. And I like that mm-hmm. because I think it says a lot to people about what the real process looks like, and also the fact that you paid so much attention to your professional and personal development to be successful, which is often mm-hmm. extremely critical. So it's one mm-hmm. thing to have knowledge, but it's another thing to make sure that you are cultivating yourself, and investing is a critical word to use, investing in yourself, your own self-development, your own self-growth. It's absolutely powerful. That was great. Let me move on because time runs out so fast. What inspired the journey to the stage authorship? How did you get there?
Okay, that was a book that I'm
Pat, hold on before you answer that, because there's a caller on the line, and I'm not sure if they're listening or if they have a question, but I want to check before you answer that question.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. Gotcha, no problem.
Hi, this is Foxology caller. Do you have a question for Pat? Okay, Patricia, I think they're just listening. So let's go back to the question. What inspired Journey to the Stage?
What inspired Journey to the Stage is, that's funny you asked that too, is that when I started joining organizations right before retirement, again, I can't stress it enough, preparation was key. So I wanted to see what entrepreneurs were doing in this arena. And by me joining organizations, I was and still am around many entrepreneurs, and I kept hearing the word author. Everybody, not mm-hmm. everybody, but it seemed to be everybody to me. So that what the Women's Prosperity Network did and still do is they offer all of the members, and I'll take part in book writing, because that's just the kind of good way to get a feel. And I know I was supposed mm-hmm. to write my own book, and I'm working on my own book now, but that was a good way to get a feel of how it is and what's going on, how it works. And that's how I got involved in that, in the name of the series. It's a series that they have. I don't know what volume they're on now, but I was in volume 3. You can find it on Amazon, and it is a bestseller. And it's just basically women and men. I think there were some gentlemen, too, that just took part in the book, and we all just pretty much wrote a challenging story that could have cost us to stop, but instead we turned it around and we used it as a stepping stone to take us into our destiny, to help, you know, push us and rocket us into the next dimension. So that's how that came about. And currently I am working on my own book. But just because I just did what everybody else was doing as an entrepreneur, if it made sense.
Yeah. Well, there's another caller on the board. Let me see if they're just, you know, checking in to listen or if they have a question for you, Pat.
Okay.
Hi, this is Foxology caller. Do you have a question for Patricia?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
We can.
Hi, I can hear you.
Thanks for calling.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call this afternoon. Yes, thank you for the interview as well. Patricia, I've been listening to your story, and I would like to ask, from your journey, what would you say one of the most valuable lessons you've learned about yourself has been?
The most valuable thing that I've learned about myself, oh, my God, that's huge. That's a huge question. It's so dear to my heart. The best thing that I have learned about myself is the fact that I count. If you heard what I said, all of the challenges that I went through when they passed over me for a promotion, if you ever know what that feels like to a whole organization, they just arbitrarily pass over you because they can. Not everybody, but the people who have had authority, then those around you think you've done something wrong when really your rights were just violated. You can't explain that to the whole world. But by standing up, of course, so I'm saying all that to say this, what matters the most to me and has made the biggest difference for me in my life is the fact that I'm not who they tried to make me think I was. They made me try to think I didn't count, but because I know I count, I kept my eyes on the prize. And this is why the word investment, I'll spend every dime I can on Patricia Rogers. I didn't used to always feel that way. But
that's a great answer, Pat.
to see me, to get to know me, I didn't have to get to know me when you're like coming to your job and you telling me, here's the book, read it, here's how you do this, jump through that hoop, jump over there, then over there you can take a vacation. Over here you can't, you got to do it this way. I don't have to do that today. Today I get to spend time with me, and that's huge. For me, when they try to make me think, I didn't used to talk about my job because I didn't want nobody to know. I don't want the people to get bad conceptions that oh, she must have been a terrible employee. No, but what happened in public speaking is when I learned, that's your story. Sherry. So I don't cry about it.
Thank you very much for. Yes.
Did I answer your question?
Absolutely, you did. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Awesome. And I want you to know that your story is an inspiration.
Thank you so much for calling and listening. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, you know what, Patricia, we are almost ready to wrap, so I'm going to go there rather than trying to ask you another question. I'll ask you another question if we have time. Thank you very much for your interview, and I do know how much organization it takes to do anything in the course of the day if you're working or even if you're at home just trying to do life. So I do appreciate you being here and everything that you shared. Truly, it is inspiring and very insightful, I'm sure, for people. Again, I felt like this show was really going to deliver something for people who may want to make a transition from, home life or work life or in the middle of a career who just weren't sure, you know, are real positive about doing it. And I really think that you probably shed some great light on that. Why don't you tell people all of the places where... Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you. Why don't you tell people all of the places where they can... find you and, where you'd like for, tell them where you'd like for them to go.
Okay, well, I'm going to give them a link, which is Patricia Rogers. It's a website. This takes you to all of my social media sites. And it's patriciarogers360.com. And when they click there, there's a video about me, a little bit about my history, a couple of videos, and then they have all of my social media sites. I love social media. We talked about that a little bit, the marketing. And then it takes them to my website, of course, and they, if you go on to event, that part of it, 2019, we have an event coming up, and they'll get to see some of the events. Just kind of have to rummage around on the site. But PatriciaRogers360.com will take them to all of my sites, basically.
Okay, I'm going to give you one minute to tell people what – I want to give you 1 minute to maybe share a real helpful tip that you would think will be most effective for entrepreneurs.
The tip most effective for entrepreneurs is that I always think and believe that one sound idea is all one needs to achieve success.
Wow.
And, of course, that's Napoleon Hill, and I believe in that. And if it looks like it's not working, keep trying. Don't stop because it's out there.
There's
so much I can talk about when it comes to that. I would like to give them a free gift if you like, if it's okay.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
All my listeners. Our listeners, including you. I don't think you. Yeah, so the free gift is this. They have to text. Everybody know we enter the text and the number, and you get this little gift or whatever. I have a free digital card because we know digital is big. It's going to be, but we still use the hard cards. But if they text Patricia Rogers, one word, it has to be one word, and you may have to put quotations on the outside of that word, both sides, to keep it together because the phone for some reason breaks it up. The way it, spelling. Patricia Rogers, all lowercase, RICIARogers, all one word, and you're going to text that to 80800 is the number.
Okay, pedal.
And the word in the comment section is Patricia Rogers, one word, lowercase. You got it?
Okay. Let's touch base about that after the show so I can make sure I put that on the radio page. Again, we're down to a few seconds now, and I just want to thank you again.
Thank you.
Very, very wonderful interview. But please reach out afterwards so I can get that information again. I was trying to write it down, but I couldn't get it all down. Great interview, Pat.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of
you
as well for tuning in today. You're welcome. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today as well. You're the reason that I show up here when I do. I do it all for you. I want to make sure that I'm delivering content to you that's empowering, exciting, educational, motivational, inspiration, all of that stuff. So I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time. Next week is Master Your Mindset Monday with Cassandra McShepherd. She'll be joining me. We'll be talking about something awesome like we usually do. In the meantime, be good, be blessed, be awesome.